Hello, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of What's Stopping You. I'm your host, Kelsey Jones, and you guys, today, it's actually Sunday when I'm recording this, so happy Wednesday if you're listening when this comes out, but happy whatever other day of the week it is if you're not listening to this in real time. But it's currently Sunday, and Sundays tend to be my one day where I really get time for myself and to do what I want to do. I generally spend, you know, the entire work week, like grinding, like massively grinding on whatever I'm working on, school, work, the podcast, etc. And then Saturday is kind of like my catch-up day. So that's the day when I run errands, do homework, get anything done that I didn't accomplish through the week. And then if I have extra time on Saturday, maybe I'll do something fun, but it tends just to be like my clean the apartment kind of day, or, you know, do homework or whatever. It's not usually like my fun day. But then Sundays tends to be my day where I just get to completely and fully be spontaneous, do what I want to do, and focus on myself, which is the topic of today's episode. And I know it's super important to do this all the time, but Sundays more than most days are the days that I fully get to step into this focus on myself. So I thought I would talk about this today. And preface, per usual, every episode as of lately, I've had issues with my voice. So I feel like we're at 90% right now. I don't know if you guys can hear. I definitely feel like, okay, I've been having this conversation with people because I just feel like I'm super self-aware of the fact that my voice has good days and has bad days. And today I feel like, again, I'm at 90%. So I'm okay. But a lot of times people say that they don't even notice. So when I listen to this back when I'm editing, maybe I won't notice, maybe I will notice, maybe you guys won't notice, but it's feeling just slightly strained right now. So if my voice cracks or sounds weird, very sorry. Hopefully you guys can still gain some knowledge through this episode. But I feel like I have to keep saying that, and I still need to figure this ish out because honestly, it's so annoying and really makes me like struggle with all the stuff that I enjoy doing, like this podcast. Sometimes I want to record and I just can't because of my voice. So if you listen every week, you're probably tired of hearing me talk about that. But yeah, I'm doing okay, but today is not the best of days. But today's episode is all about focusing on yourself and kind of what I've learned through that experience and how I've kind of regained some of who I am and found kind of the person that I want to be through it. So I think it's a really important topic for me personally in the season of life that I'm in right now for two reasons. First, I'm actually graduating college this month, which is the most exciting thing, and it honestly doesn't even feel real. But I had a realization the other day that graduating college presents like one of the biggest shifts in your life, because ever since you can remember, honestly, or I can remember, I guess, if I'm speaking on personal experience, but ever since I can remember, you know, I've been a student and I've been in school, and every single year, you know, you anticipate, you know, the start of a new year. And it's kind of like a routine or a habit that's just like an ingrained part of your life that, you know, you take for granted or is just expected. Whereas like now that I'm graduating college and I currently don't have any intentions of going to grad school or back to school ever, I mean, who knows? I'm definitely like a lifelong learner, so it's not like I never want to learn anything again. I just don't necessarily intend to go back to like some formalized schooling, like grad school or anything beyond that. It's kind of presented this challenge for me of this like shift in my identity where I no longer identify as a student, and I fully, you know, am going to identify as, you know, the work that I'm going to be doing after college, and among other things, this podcast. And yeah, I just felt like I could sense like something, some part of me that has always really been a part of me, like being a student, being in school, is going to be gone. And I'm not necessarily like sad about it. It's just like an awareness that I'm having that I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to figure out like who I am without school and without the extracurricular activities that I'm in, or the sorority that I'm in, or the friends that I have at school, but that will no longer necessarily be in my day-to-day life. Like, yes, of course, they'll still be my friends, but they won't necessarily be there with me all the time because I'm moving to New York City after graduation and I only know very few people, not very many people from college. So yeah, it's just presented a shift where I'm realized I really need to focus on myself and like find new identities to kind of ingrain myself with and figure out like who is Kelsey beyond college. And so that was one of the things that I kind of had a realization about. And then also, I don't talk about this much on the podcast just because it's something like really personal to me, but I actually got out of a very long relationship at the beginning of 2021. And that was kind of a complete like 180, honestly, in my life as well, because for so long I identified as that person's girlfriend or being with that person and their family and their friends. And that's not to say like I don't like them anymore or anything like that, but it's just like shifted because I'm no longer taking on that role anymore. So I can no longer identify myself in that way. So it's kind of challenged me to take time to focus on finding myself and finding my independence and just being myself fully. And I think that ties really nicely into this week's midweek motivation. And it's not a quote, it's not really some like cheesy one-liner from Instagram. It's kind of just this idea of radical self-acceptance. And you might have heard of this before, but it's really just like truly accepting yourself for every single part of you. And I don't think that you can find who you are and accept who you are without spending conscious time focusing on yourself and really like diving deep within yourself to figure out who that person is that you are accepting. And I think that's a big thing that I'm going to talk about in a little bit that I've learned is just like I thought that I knew who I was, but it wasn't until I took time to just focus on myself and be alone that I think a lot of that shifted. And it's not to say I'm a completely different person, because I mean, I'm on the mic every week, you hear me, I'm still talking about the same kind of things that I always do, but there is a lot of nuance and a lot of interests that I found that I didn't necessarily either fully realize how passionate I was about it, or I didn't fully realize how important it was to me until I kind of shut out the rest of the world, so to speak, and kind of switched off these other parts of my identity, whether that be being a student or being in a relationship, and allowed myself to just identify for myself. And so that's kind of what we're going to talk about this week. I'm going to start off by just talking about my kind of experience of the past few years of just like how I've shifted into focusing on myself and finding who I am. And also just like practically, like what did I do when I spent time truly focusing on myself? And so I would say these past few months have been a huge time of me just fully focusing on what does Kelsey want and what is best for her. Well, I'm talking about myself in the third person, but like, what do I want? What's best for me? And where do I want to go next? And so just being like unapologetic about that is like so key to accepting yourself and celebrating yourself for who you are. And I just feel like life has gotten so much better when I am able to be the full version of myself that I never knew existed. So yeah, let's go ahead and dive into talking a little bit about the past few years of my life. So I'm going to do a whole episode about this in probably a month or like maybe the end of May. But again, I'm graduating college, so I want to just do a whole like my college experience episode. So this isn't that episode, but you guys will get that. If you don't know, I studied at the University of Texas at Austin, studying design in the College of Fine Arts. It was the best 4 years ever. Don't regret going to the college I went to at all. And I made so many lifelong friends, learned so much, and I just think it was the best thing for me at the time. Now, if I were to go back to college right now, like if I were searching for grad schools or if I was, I don't know, going back to undergrad today, would I go to UT? I actually don't think so, but I think it propelled me to where I am today. because I'll just talk about that for a second. I think the college that I went to really propelled me to where I am today, because I think when I was 18, I was not prepared to move far away. I'm from Austin, Texas. That's where this college is based, obviously, UT Austin. And I do live about like 20 or 30 minutes from home. So my parents still live in the city. I see them very often, but I do live away from my parents near campus. And I think when I was 18, I was not ready to fully go away from home. I think it was something that I was really nervous about, but I was excited for a level of independence, but I didn't feel comfortable enough to move to another state. And I also was born and raised a Texas Longhorn, so there was like that level of like me just wanting to stick to true to my roots. And I, again, loved every single second. And I've actually been like a very independent person for most of my life. So I knew that like even though I was close to home, I would have like a level of autonomy that was really necessary for me. But I don't think I knew who I was or what I wanted beyond going to this university until probably a little bit before I started this podcast. So we'll say like 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I really had like a life switch that made me realize like who I am, what I want, where I want to go, all these things. And that has like shaped me into the person you guys know me as. So yeah, I've always considered myself to be very independent, but college itself, like I said earlier, presented a lot of challenges because I began to be involved in groups and be, you know, in my major or my sorority and all of these things, making friends. You end up beginning to create a life, which is awesome, but that life then cements a certain level of identity in yourself. You begin to identify as those things, like I was saying earlier. So I began to identify as my sorority. I began to identify as the person I was in a relationship with, or as their girlfriend, not the person. I began to identify as, you know, living in Austin, which I always had, but like that was part of my identity. And all of these things that I was surrounding myself with have, you know, been a part of my identity, which is normal and healthy. But I think the fact that we've been in college for 4 years and those things have remained relatively constant has been kind of harmful because it's not allowed me to seek out more beyond that. And I feel like when you're 18 to 21, 22, I'm currently 21. I feel like when you're at that age, your life and brain and everything like changes so rapidly and radically that there needs to be like time to explore beyond your comfort zone. And that's why I feel like I'm so itching to move to New York City, because I just feel so trapped and stagnant in Austin. Like I don't feel like I'm able to fully be the person that I want to be until I put myself out there, make the move to New York, and do something quote unquote crazy, because I feel like it's going to push me farther into the person that I was meant to be. I'll be able to step into that fullness of who I'm supposed to be at this time in my life. And so I think like especially because I'm about to graduate college, if I didn't have this realization, a lot of people go through what they call like the post-grad blues, which is essentially where you just feel like you're kind of aimlessly wandering in life and you don't know who you are and you don't know what you want and you are no longer a student. So like, who are you kind of thing? And it can be really like difficult for people because it makes you question, like, without school, like, who even am I? And so I think whenever I ended that relationship and I, like, had this realization that school is ending, and I think COVID kind of helped with this because I no longer was, like, going to campus every day or, like, necessarily being involved in as many things at school just because you can't, like, gather and stuff like that. So a lot of, like, extracurriculars got put on hold or like my sorority didn't have events anymore, so I was barely seeing my friends. And I just realized that once all of those things had been stripped away, I was like, who am I? Like, what do I care about? what's important to me when I drown out all that noise and I just sit in my bedroom alone at night? Like, can I confidently say who I am and what I care about? And for a while I was like, maybe, maybe not. Like, I was not super firm in who I am and what I want. And so I realized I kind of needed to spend some time like reflecting on who I am without it all, without school, without my job, without my friends, without, you know, all of these other things that have been such a pivotal part of the past 4 years of my life. And just sitting there and reflecting, like, who is Kelsey at her core? Who is the person that I'm going to be in every single situation that I'm not comfortable in? And so when I realized like I was not firm in knowing my identity for myself without all of these external factors, that's when I knew I needed to take a second, step away, reflect on who I am without it all, and figure out like, who is the Kelsey that you want to be? Who is the Kelsey that you want to bring to New York City? Who is the version of yourself that is going to get you to all these hopes and dreams and goals that you have? And so I did spend like a few months at the beginning of this year, like really, really consciously being like, who am I? What do I care about? What are my values? Who are the people I care about? What do I want to do with my life? All of these things, and just asking myself questions. And again, questioning why I do everything. And I think that's like a big thing that's helped me, and just like focusing on myself is like being just hyper aware of everything I do. Like hyper aware of, say, the food I'm eating. Like, do I actually like the food I'm eating, or is it just comfortable for me? Or the exercise I'm doing, do I actually like the exercise I'm doing, or am I doing it for external validation? Or do I like posting on Instagram and being on social media, or am I just doing it because I feel unseen and unheard in my personal life? Like, literally questioning every single thing that you do and asking yourself, is this in line with something that I would want, regardless of if anybody's listening, if anybody's looking, and does this like bring me to the version of myself that I want to be externally from anybody else? And that was a huge breakthrough for me, because I realized, in order to be the best version of yourself, you have to, again, radically accept who you are and not worry about whether or not what you're doing is going to be accepted by other people. And so I just spent so much time being like, okay, these are the habits that I have in my life, you know, the things that I do and the people I see and the places I go. And I would just sit and reflect and be like, do I actually like what I'm doing right now? Like, am I happy in this moment? And a lot of times it was yes. It was like, oh my gosh, I love going to coffee shops with my friends all the time. Like, that brings me so much joy. And whether or not I'm with other people, whether or not I know anybody here, would I still go? Of course I would. And so that's when I knew like that kind of thing in my life was something that was just me being me, and it wasn't me doing anything for validation. Whereas like going to the gym every day, like for me, I have always struggled a lot. I've talked about this in my like diet rules I no longer follow episode, but I've always just struggled with body image and just, I don't know, being too self-conscious about what I look like. And I realized that I was going to the gym a lot so that other people would compliment me or other people would notice in my personal life. And it wasn't until I realized that I needed to do it for myself that I truly enjoyed going to the gym. I always used to kind of feel like it was a chore, and that's why I would not be consistent. I would go, you know, for a month really, really hard and get into awesome shape, and people would just validate me everywhere I go because they think that my body looked good. But then I would burn out because I wasn't doing it for myself. And so this year, like I focused on myself and realized, you know what, like I'm going to go to the gym not to look good necessarily. Like, of course, that's a great byproduct, but I was like, I'm going to go to the gym so that I can reduce my stress. I feel good about myself and I'm going to take care of myself. And those are my motivations. I'm not going to flaunt it all over Instagram. I'm not going to talk about it left and right to people in public that I meet, you know. I'm not going to, I don't know, broadcast it as something that I'm doing for validation. And instead, I'm just going to do it solely for myself. And that was a huge shift for me as well. And one thing that also really helped me on this journey of just like focusing on myself and finding who I am was journaling. And I go through like waves of journaling. Sometimes I just journal so much and sometimes I don't. But I feel like in those times when I do journal a lot, like I learn a lot about myself and it helps me like figure out in those like solitary moments, like what do I want beyond what anybody like outside of me is saying, what they want for me, what they think is best for me. And I think that's been a big shift as well, just with graduation and just becoming an adult, even though I've been an adult since I was 18, you know, but like now that I'm going to be off my parents' payroll and I'm going to be completely and fully taking care of myself, I have realized, you know what, there are so many things that I want in my life that no longer anybody gets to have a say in. Nobody's paying for it except for me. Nobody's influencing me anymore. Nobody has that power over me. And I think that that's a really big moment that has sparked a lot of change in my life, because I realized regardless of what anybody else thinks, I'm going to do what I want to do because nobody gets a say anymore. Like I am in charge of my life 100%. And that's like a really freeing feeling. So yeah, I spent a lot of time journaling, going to the gym for my mental health and not for my physical appearance, which that looked a lot like me not going every single day. If I like didn't want to, I would just follow my mental health to guide me towards when I go to the gym. So if I felt super stressed out every single day of the week, I'd go every single day of the week. If I only felt stressed out 2 days a week, I'd only go 2 days a week. And I just was fine with that. And I still am. And I spent a lot more time just being alone, focusing on work, focusing on the podcast, focusing on social media because I like doing that kind of stuff, focusing on what life is going to look like for me in New York. So I just spent a lot of time alone. And I think that's super, super important when you're working on finding yourself, is just not letting other people influence what goes on in your brain. Yeah, some of my key takeaways from this time period in my life where I've just been wholeheartedly devoted to myself, and I don't mean to say that in a selfish way, but I think it's important to have a period of your life where you are just okay with devoting time to what you want and not letting anybody else influence you at all. Some of the things that I've learned is that loving yourself where you're at is step one. So again, back to the midweek motivation, radical self-acceptance is literally the foundation for becoming the best version of yourself, finding yourself and focusing on yourself. Is you have to accept, okay, this is where I am today and I'm going to give myself the time and the space to figure out where I want to be, and I'm going to love myself along that journey of getting there. And so I think that was something that I'm still in the process of, you're in the process of every single day for the rest of your life. Just loving yourself is always a journey. It's never a destination. And so I just feel like that has been something that has, again, laid the foundation for everything that I do in my day-to-day life, is just acting out of self-love and asking myself, like, do I love myself through all of the things that I'm doing? Or am I doing it, again, for outside validation, for other people, for acceptance, et cetera, things that won't bring you happiness, instead focusing on what will bring you happiness and loving yourself through that. The next thing is that I learned change is lonely, but loneliness is such a gift. Like, I am so okay with being lonely. Like, it's not fun, but it's okay. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I don't see loneliness as a bad thing. Like, it's not always, you know, super exciting to be alone all the time. And I don't think that I am alone all the time, but I've definitely taken a lot more time to be alone. And when I do feel lonely, instead of having like a negative connotation to it, I switch it around, see the silver lining, and be like, how can I use this opportunity to fully step into who I am, be the best version of myself, do the things I want to do, and work on growing to where I'm supposed to go. So I think seeing that change can be a lonely experience, but viewing it as a gift is just absolutely the right mindset when you're focusing on yourself. The next thing is that old habits die hard. So basically, it's not going to be easy. Focusing on yourself is not an easy process. It's something that is going to kind of ebb and flow. You're going to have great days. You're going to have terrible days. But I think it's something that you'll realize eventually, like it's, again, a process and not a destination. So focusing on yourself at different periods through your life will look differently. And it's important to recognize that things that you did before that you focused on yourself are not necessarily just automatically going to disappear. Like for me, I struggle with people pleasing a lot. And that's something that you don't necessarily do when you're alone, but I still feel like a compulsion to do it. And so I think it's just an awareness that you need to have that, like, just because you spend time focusing on yourself doesn't mean like all your old habits will immediately disappear. It's definitely a process, but I think it's exciting to know that you can change and you can build new habits and become a better version of yourself. And these next three things I'm going to talk about kind of all go together. But whenever you focus on yourself, just what you want in life changes because you're no longer influenced by the things around you. So now that I'm no longer technically, I'm still in college because I haven't graduated yet, but now that I no longer am like a student per se, now that I no longer will be living in Austin, now that I no longer am in a relationship, now that I'm no longer X, Y, and Z, I have realized what I want has fully flipped in a lot of these areas. And I think it's because I haven't been influenced by what all these other outside voices are saying to me. And I've realized some of my values have changed. The kind of people I want to surround myself with has changed. The type of relationship that I want has changed. Like so many things have changed for the absolute better, for the better. And I think that that will help me as I move into this next step era in my life, because I'll be more aligned with who I actually am and what I actually want when I go searching for friends or relationships or jobs or whatever else that I do with my life. I don't know. But yeah, that's a huge thing that I've learned as well. It's just that you grow so much in realizing what you want without being influenced by all these other voices, all these comfortable things that you're involved in, all these comfortable people you've been around your whole life, and just allowing yourself to step away from everything and detach yourself from the identity that you've had before and questioning everything to see if that's actually who you want to be or just who other people think you are or expect you to be, etc., etc. So I think this whole process of really focusing on myself these past few months has been a big one in terms of just me shifting into a version of myself that I truly, truly love and accept. It's kind of funny because it's like I talk about loving yourself as step one, but it's kind of like a cyclical. Is that the word? Cyclical? It's like a cycle where if you love yourself, you can make all these changes and the changes will lead to more love, and then you make more changes and then you love yourself even more. And so again, I'm like motioning, but you guys obviously can't see, but yeah, it's definitely like a cyclical thing, and it's just like kind of an upward spiral where the more that you love yourself and change and grow into the person that you truly want to be, the more love and growth you'll have in the future. So it's always, always a good thing to spend time focusing on yourself and figuring out who you are without anything else. If you were sitting in your bed alone, who would you say that you are without any of the other things around you? So that's just kind of some food for thought. Maybe that's just a challenge for you guys this week, just to consider that and question everything. I feel like that's been the biggest thing for me, and something I still do to this day is I even question like this podcast sometimes wholeheartedly. That's honest. Like, I question, am I doing this because I'm actually passionate about it? Am I doing it because I just hope one day it blows up and I make a bunch of money? Am I doing it for fame? Am I doing it for whatever? And I realized sometimes it can feel that way, or it can seem that way, but at the end of the day, like, the mission that I set out on when I started this podcast, you can probably hear it in the very first episode over a year ago. So I talk about, I just want to help people, and I feel like I accomplished that through this podcast. So regardless of if 5 people are listening, or 500 people are listening, or 5,000 people are listening, if I'm doing any of y'all any justice, any service, helping y'all at all, I have accomplished my mission, and I'm staying true to who I am and why I started this. So that's a great segue into me plugging myself. So if you guys like the podcast, if you think that I have helped you at all, I'd love to interact with you guys on Instagram. My podcast Instagram is just at What's Stopping You Podcast, all one word. And my personal Instagram is at Kelsey Lynn Jones, as well as I would love it if you had even a minute to write me a quick review and rate the podcast in Apple Podcasts. It helps so, so much, and it lets me know what you guys are loving and how I can continue to help you guys, because that's what I'm here for. So that is all for today's episode. I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your week. Honestly, today in Austin, it is one of the most beautiful days so far, and I'm about to go to the pool with some friends. So super excited for an incredible day, but I hope you guys have an incredible day wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this, and just know that you will never regret focusing on yourself. It will just propel you even farther than you could ever imagine. And it takes a lot of discipline to say no to things and to stay true to your commitment to focusing on yourself. I still struggle with that, but it is just absolutely the catalyst for growth. Like, I feel like I've said that word so many times, but like, it has really sparked so much passion and motivation for the life that is to come. So that is it for today's episode. Love you guys so, so, so much, and I will see you guys next Wednesday. Bye, y'all.